get it off your chest this morning. Just remember, if there's anything that you want to get off your chest, we'd love to hear from you. 087 1102 107. Who's doing what? Getting the what off the chest this morning?
Okay, this is from Katie. She says, hey, I need to get this off my chest because I really feel like I've been done over. I recently went to get my hair done. My usual hairdresser was away, so I went to one of the other top stylists. I showed her a picture of what I wanted, which was pretty basic, a trim and semi-permanent copper, what I get done all the time. Mm. It's just basic hair maintenance. Anyway, long story short, she basically got the colour wrong and my hair was nearly a dark brown. I said it to her and she said, oh no, that's just the lighting. But when I insisted it wasn't, she said, okay, look, I can fix this, but it's going to take a few hours. I was there for another 3 hours. I think she actually put bleach in my hair to lighten it and put the colour in. So the colour is okay now, but she cut my hair way too short. She charged me full whack after all the trauma. I went back the next day after speaking to my housemate to ask for my money back. The hairdresser wasn't there, but the owner was. And the owner said that she trusts her staff and that unfortunately she couldn't provide a refund. Surely this isn't okay. Has anyone else been in a situation like this? And what do you think I should do, Katie?
Oh, that's a tough one. Like, I would imagine that it's a case of, like, if you've walked out and paid and then left, that's the sign, sealed, delivered. It's done. The job's done. Instead of you going home and somebody says, what happened to your hair? It's,
you know, but I mean? I suppose you're just like, you're in a bit of shock at the time and you're kind of going, wow, so they're actually charging me for this. But because you're Irish and you don't like complaining, so you're like, okay, here we go. But then you go home and you have this conversation with your housemate who riles you up and is like, look at the state of your hair. Yeah. And you paid for this. And you didn't ask for this. And you were in there an extra 3 hours longer. That's not okay.
So off you go the next day, marching back in.
And the owner gives you no law.
Is there no, like, is the customer's always right gone out the window now with that type of thing?
It looks like it. That is why just when you find a hairdresser,
stick with them.
Cling to them.
Let them be your best friend.
Yeah, because they are. They're kind of like
therapists.
Yes. Yes. You go in and you just, either you go in and you don't want to say anything, or you go in and you spill out your life story and they give you all their advice. They're lovely. They're lovely people, hairdressers.
What have you got something coming up that you need to get done? That you're, my hairdresser's listening. I'm buttering them up right now.
No.
It'd be interesting to see, has anybody ever had a situation like this and what is the outcome of it as well? Like that you've had a bad experience with a hairdresser. Have you gone back in and they've been like, all right, we'll hold up our hands, you know, here's your money back, or you've been told, no, tough, you paid and you left and it's a day later.
Well, that's the, something similar happened to me years and years ago. They cut way too much off. It was like two different haircuts. It was like different at the front, and then it was like longer at the front and way shorter at the back. It was strange.
Business of front, party around the back.
So I went back in and I was like, I did not ask for this, and I got no law either. They were like,
oh,
because I had paid, and they were like, no, sorry, this is what you asked for. And I was like, I clearly didn't. I'm trying to grow my hair, not chop it.
Yeah, well, if you look back at the footage now, you said that it was lovely, it was fine, and you paid money and you walked out. All right, 087 1102 107. Have you ever had a situation where your hair's been an absolute disaster and you went back maybe the next day or complained? Love to know, has anybody actually been successful in getting money back after having a bad do? Get it off your chest this morning. What is going on, Una?
Well, Katie went to get her hair done. Her regular hairdresser wasn't there, so she said she went with the other top stylist who ruined her hair, dyed it dark brown when it was supposed to be copper, and then denied it, and then proceeded to bleach it, and she was an extra 3 hours in there to fix her hair, and at the end of it she was charged full whack.
She paid it,
and then she went home and her housemate saw her in her house and was like, what the hell happened to you? So she went back in the next day and she made a complaint, and the manager was like, listen, I trust my staff, so sorry, no refunds here.
I wonder, is it like, so yeah, I know this can happen with hair, but what about other things that you've wanted to
yeah
try and bring
exactly
back?
You know, they may have been faulty. Like, is a haircut faulty? You could argue that it is a faulty haircut. You know, you go to the Consumer Protection Authority. What is that called again? Yeah. That one. It's faulty goods. This is what you've done.
So quickly take a picture of your faulty haircut.
Yeah. And send it on to the Consumer Protection, what you call it.
Upload a picture of previously before it became faulty.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, 087-1102-107. What are you saying?
Don't really think there is anything that can be done. Unfortunately, she's had that done. She paid for the service and she's not happy with it. Totally understandable. The hairdresser really did just bugger up. what she wanted to get done. So she shouldn't really have had to pay full back. But, it's, you know, I think she's not going to be able to get anything out of them unless she talks to her actual hairstylist that she usually goes to and see if she can do something about it. But also, why did she not just wait for her to come back off her holidays or wherever she was?
Well, sometimes you just
need your hair did. Yeah, you need your hair did.
You know, you got an occasion coming up, but it maybe if you did an occasion, it could have been the last minute occasion thing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate you pushed your trust in someone and something like this happens. It's the CCPC, the Consumer Protection. Consumer. Hello?
Is that the CCPP? What is it?
The Consumer Protection Agency.
How's it going? I would just like to report I have a faulty haircut. All right, keep your WhatsApps coming up. 0871 102 107. Stop laughing. This is somebody's hair we're talking
about. I know. It's happened to me as well. I can so empathise with this girl.
Get it off your chest this morning. A cut above the rest, or maybe a shortcut to a bad haircut and all the bad puns that I'm trying to come up with, but they're not working in. I'm sorry. Don't cut me short on this story. All right, okay. I nearly died. All right, we are getting lots of messages on 0871 102 107 about this person's situation that they contacted us about.
So, Katie had a really bad experience with a hairdresser. Her own hairdresser was away, so she booked in with one of the other top stylists. She showed her a picture of what she wanted, which was pretty basic, a trim and semi-permanent copper, and it was just basic hair maintenance. Long story short, she got the colour wrong and my hair was nearly a dark brown. I said it to her and she said, oh no, that's just the lighting. But when I insisted it wasn't, she said, okay, look, I can fix this, but it's going to take a few hours. I was there for another 3 hours. So the colour is now okay, but she cut my hair way too short as well. She charged me full whack after all the trauma. But then Katie went home, her housemate saw her and was like, oh, what happened to you? So she went back looking for a refund the next day, and the owner of the salon was like, listen, I trust my employees, so you're not getting a refund.
We got a message here saying the owner of the hair salon simply lied. Yes, she can seek redress. She can go to the small claims court. It's on citizens advice. So they sent the whole kind of small claims thing, but you really
wouldn't. That's a lot of hassle.
Like a bad haircut's only a bad haircut for a couple of days.
Not a couple of days if it's that short. Like, what does your hair grow, an inch every 3 months or something? I don't know.
Not mine. The ones that grow on my head, like, I have to get mine done every 3 weeks.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure look it. It'd be down to me, arse, if I didn't do that.
The owner should be a bit more compliant if you're complaining that it's not what you wanted.
Yeah.
Then again, it happens. Grow it out and get over it.
Get it off your chest this morning. Somebody had an issue with the hairdresser, didn't they?
Katie's very upset. She went into the hairdresser. Her usual hairdresser wasn't there, so she went for the other top stylist. She showed her a picture of what she wanted. Pretty basic, a trim and semi-permanent copper. The hairdresser ended up dyeing her hair dark brown and then said, oh no, she was seeing things. It was just the lighting. But then said, look, I can fix it, but it's going to take longer, and it was an extra 3 hours. And she was charged full whack when she went in the next day to complain. The owner of the salon was like, listen, I trust my employees, and you have the colour you wanted now. So there you go.
Get the bouncers, get the dogs, get them out of here. Jennifer, good morning.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So what's your take on this? Is the person entitled to a refund, or should they go and just like grow it out and get over it?
Oh God, to me, absolutely a refund, yeah.
Really?
Like, to sit there, yeah, to sit there so long to get your hair done, and then, like, for it not to be the result you wanted, and then another 3 hours, like, she knew she did wrong if she spent 3 hours fixing it, in my opinion.
Well, the fact...
100%,
but
yeah.
The fact that you sat there and went, because, like, at the end of every chop and cut and hair dye, whatever like this, you always ask, how's that for you? And you always go, yeah, it's great. And then,
no, I wouldn't.
I think it's like, it's an Irish thing, but it's also a woman thing. Like, we get traumatized by our hair.
Yeah.
And it's a case of like, oh my God, can I say anything? But I can't say anything. And then you're looking at the stylist's face and you're like, I don't want to hurt their feelings, but they've just messed up my head.
Yeah.
Are we frightened of hurting people's feelings then? When like, is that what it is? Is that we...
Absolutely. Then you get brave when you go home, you see. And you're like, someone will rile you up. Like, who would have said, you'll go home and you talk to your housemate or a colleague.
Yeah.
And they'll rile you up. They're like, why did you pay for this? And then you get to thinking,
Yeah, I suppose, it is a lot different for lads because our hair is generally, most of it is much shorter, and a bad haircut will grow out within a week.
Yeah.
So like what you do in that situation is like you don't go back and say anything, but you do go back to the barber and say how much of a slagging that you got from all the lads off the last cut. So try not to do that again.
Don't mess it up again.
Yeah.
But Jennifer, you had something happen your hair.
Oh my God, yeah.
Tell us.
I went to a girl who was meant to be like a blonde specialist, like blonde was her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair was quite blonde at the time, and you're like dyed blonde. But I wanted to go more on the grey side of blonde, like, you know, the
ashy cool.
grey. Ash blonde, yeah.
Yeah, and so like she was like, yeah, that's definitely doable. You know, we lighten it so much now, and then it'll take another visit to go further. So I was like, great, no problem at all. So I came out and I was like, this doesn't look right. And so I went to work, and one of my colleagues, who was like a good friend of mine, she grabbed me by the ponytail when I got to work, and she's like, what have you done to your head? And I was like, really? I thought it was just the lighting. And she was like, no, your hair is green. And so we had a work awards ceremony coming up, like awards night coming up a couple of days later, and my dress was green. And she was like, please tell me this wasn't like a fashion move. And I was like, no, it really wasn't. Like, something has to be done here. So I text the girl, and like she replied back to me pretty much straight away. And she's like, oh, do you know, I thought there was a tinge, all right, but you know, I wasn't sure. And alarm bells were like ringing. I was like, hang on now, she knew this was the case, and she sent me out the door anyway. Yeah, and so she told me to come back in and she'd fix it. I was thinking, great, I'll come out, my hair will be fine, I don't expect a refund. If she's going to fix it, that's fine. So she bleached bathed my hair, and it was like, it wasn't fixed by any shape or means. I came out with hair less blonde than I went in.
Oh my God.
Because she had to like tone it back. And on top of that, she charged me to blow dry my hair.
Oh, to add insult to injury, Jennifer.
That absolutely deserves the air horn of the day.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
She sent you out the door with green hair, and then she charged you to come back in after she damaged it. Oh my days.
I was traumatized and I was shocked, and I was like, do you know what? I actually can't do this. I paid her the money and left.
So you never went back to her and told her?
Never.
You know, you could actually take her to court for that.
Oh my.
No, you can't.
I was so traumatized by it all. I went to a different hairdresser who actually ended up fixing it in the end, and then I just stuck with her after that.
There you go.
Yeah, same.
But I was loyal. I never told her who the hairdresser was that did it in the first place. And I still never told anyone her name.
Well, let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
All right. Listen to me.
No, I don't want to get sued on radio.
Exactly.
CCPC, someone just sent in a message there. You can absolutely claim for a bad haircut in Ireland. Now, Jennifer, there you go.
There'd be a queue around the door, especially if I'm looking around this room.
I wish I knew that then.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, and have a great day, and have a good haircut as well, all right?
You too. Thank you so much, guys.
Cheers. There you go.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.